こんにちは。
こんにちは。
このポッドキャストでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介していきます。各ニュースの後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話方式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能でスピード調整できますので試してみてください。じゃあ1個目のニュースいきます。20倍の大きさに巨大化した蚊がフロリダ州で大量発生する予定です。今年の夏、というのをフロリダ大学が発表しました。英語でガーリンニッパーと名付けられたこの蚊は、オスは鼻の汁を吸うだけなんですけど、メスは服の上からでも昼夜問わず血を吸えるということで、まあ、20倍でかなり大きいので、刺されるともう何ナイフで刺されてるような、釘で打たれてるような痛みということです。
So there's going to be an invasion of extremely large mosquitoes in Florida, mosquitoes known as the Gallinipper. And these mosquito eggs were actually brought into the region by a hurricane.And the eggs can survive for a very long time without actually hatching. So when you have, I guess they hatch when there's heavy rainfall or a storm. So, they have to have a certain amount of water. So all of a sudden, all these massive mosquitoes are going to start showing up as those eggs finally hatch.And 20 times larger than a regular mosquito, I mean, that's enormous, huh?
I think 普通のマスキードって1センチとかでしょ。だからもう20センチぐらい。手のひらサイズ。手のひらサイズだよ。手のひらサイズがさ、
もうモンスターじゃん。
いや、
怖いね。
それ飛んできたらさ、でも刺される前にわかるよね。
いや。
なんか普通の蚊はちっちゃいからはさ、わかんない、気づかないけどさ、
多分殺しやすい。え？
でも怖いよ、どうやって殺すの？
ベースボールバット、マシンガン。I don't know, whatever you gotta do.
手のひらサイズだよ。
Yeah.
しかも絶対音するよ、羽の。
Yeah, that's so huge. I'm gonna buy stock in some tennis racket companies.I bet that's the preferred weapon.
いや、ここ日本だから。ここ日本だから大丈夫。でも、これ聞いてる人でフロリダにいる人がいたら気をつけて。
they have insects like those in the States though, 元から。Like the daddy long legs?
Daddy long legs?
Daddy long legs. I don't know if that's probably not the scientific name.
足長おじさん?
Yeah. And those things are huge.
それど何蚊みたいな形
？I actually don't know what they are, but I think they're like mosquitoes.
飛ぶの？
うん、飛ぶやつ。
Do they sting you?
I've never been stung, but they're really scary and they fly really slow.
They suck your blood?
They probably would if you gave them a chance.
でもこのね、この20倍の蚊も、
Yeah, that's bigger.
釘で刺されるってすごくない？しかも。あのニュースだと Hot Nail って書いてたんだよ。
Hot Nail?
Yeah, Hot Nail、 あの熱した釘で刺されるような痛み。
Can you die? Is it fatal?
No, no, no. But it just hurts like hell. 激痛だよ。
Florida やばいよね。 They have all the bad stuff.
もう Twilight とか見てる場合じゃないよね。 はい。
I wouldn't watch it anyways.
Hater. 次いきます。ニート、日本でちょっと問題のニートの割合が、過去最高の63万人に達しました。これは割合って言っても、まあ、15歳から34歳の間でってことなんですけど、この63万人いるニートの中で25歳から34歳が半数以上を占めているということです。で、まあ、最近そのニートの高齢化っていうのが問題になっているんですけど、まあ、まず英語じゃん。
Well, the neat population in Japan has hit a record high、and this is between 15 and 34 years old. 630,000 people are now classified as nito, or NEET. And this stands for not in education, employment, or training. And the majority of these people are between 25 and 34 years old. And this is partly attributable to the economic situation here.
そう、なんか昔はニートが若かったから親も働いてて、親がそのニートにお金あげたりご飯あげたりできてたんだけど、最近はニートが例えば30歳、40代、50代になって、ニートの親も何70代、80代になっちゃって、もうどうするのこれからっていう、なんか親の年金をもう食いつぶしてるみたいなケースが増えてるらしいです。
And supposedly, this has to do with an increase in suicide rates, where suicide is now the number one cause of death for this age group.
そう、20代の死因の半数は自殺。すごくない？20代だよ。もう病気とかさ、一番なりにくい、そのおばあちゃんおじいちゃんとかじゃないんだからさ、事故とか病気じゃなくて自殺が半数以上ってすごくない？
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
日本、自殺多すぎ。
Is this like mostly men? Not women.
You mean ニート?
Yeah.
I guess it's both though.
ほとんど男でしょ。
どうだろうね。でも家事手伝いとかもいるからね、女の子は。
The AKB fan base.
Well, no. Actually, I don't think so. Because AKB fan...
SKE か。
AKB のファンはお金がいっぱいいるじゃん。I'm sure they're working. だってさ、CD めっちゃ買って、
買ってお金がないじゃん。
投票して、Yeah, so they need money, so they have to work, right?
Yeah.
So they must be working. だって何百万とか使ってんだよ。They must be working.
I don't know about that.
なんかもっとあれじゃない？ゲーム、オンラインゲームとかさ。何じゃない？ AKB とかそういう、もうちょっとソーシャルじゃないじゃん。
I don't know. It's crazy though.
いや、若い時はいいけどね、そのニートとニートの親が高齢化してるっていうのはちょっと問題です。次、世界最高齢の日本人、木村次郎右衛門さんが116歳で老衰のため京都で亡くなりました。木村さんは7人の子供がいて、14人の孫、25人のひ孫、さらに13人のひひ孫がいるということです。で、まあ、116歳だから1897年生まれ。すごいよね。
Yeah, so the oldest person in the world, 次郎右衛門木村 passed away recently.At 116 years old. And this was... Where were they from? Kyoto. And they were Japanese.
Yeah. He was Japanese.
Yeah, he was Japanese.
Yeah.
Unsurprisingly. And the next one is Japanese too.
Yeah, it's a woman.
Named Misao Okawa.
And 115 歳.
That's really old for a man.Because men usually don't live that long.
そうそう、すごいよね。しかも、どうしてその長生きのしたんですかみたいな秘訣を教えてくださいって言ったら、別になんかいつもハッピーでいただけですみたいな。
使えねえ。
あんまりいいチップではない。
Yeah.
でも、まあ確かにストレスがあんまりないっていうのは大事だもんね。Mm. You know, like a lot of illness, a lot of, I don't know,
Well,
stuff can be caused by stress.
Well, he probably thought that he was going to die for a long time, right? Like, ever since he was...
毎年思うんじゃない？ 100 歳超えたあたりからさ、まああと1年かな、まああと1年かなって
言って、yeah, he was,
結局116歳。
He's been thinking that he was going to die for like the last 30, 40 years.
だってさ、25人ひ孫ってすごいよ。で、13人ひひ孫だよ。すごくない？だからさ、普通はまあおじいちゃん生きてて、ひいおじいちゃん生きてれば奇跡みたいな感じだけど、ひいひいおじいちゃんが生きてたってことだからね。
Why do Japanese people live so long? What do you think it is?
Diet?
Is it diet or is it genetics? I think it's genetics.
どうだろうね。
Do Japanese Americans live a long time?
でもそうしたらさ、この超最高齢のところにさ、アメリカの日本人とかも入ってくるはずじゃない?
Well, it hasn't been that long.
だ例えばアメリカ人と日本人が一緒にマックとか毎日食べたら同じように死ぬと思うんだけど。
Do you think so?
あ、でも肥満とかはなりにくいもんね、日本人の方が。That's genetics.
Why don't Koreans and Chinese people set these old people records? Genetically, they're pretty similar.But I've never heard of Koreans living that long or Chinese people living that long.
中国は
The average lifespan is not that long in China.
中国はもう空気が汚れちゃってるからじゃない?
それは最近じゃん。That's a recent problem.
でも it's been building up, I'm sure. Like,
but Japan had,
川とかさ。
But Japan has had like really bad pollution problems in the early 90s and throughout the 80s.When I was a kid,
まあでも確かに中国はちったらだけど韓国はどうなんだろうね。
Yeah.
長生きできそうだけどね。食べ物も別にそんな何。
I don't know. Chinese food is pretty bad for you. They fry everything.
Yeah, but like not Korean food, right?
I don't know.
逆にでもダイエットで言うと日本は何炭水化物が糖質を取りすぎて糖尿病が多いじゃん日本人は。
But there's a lot of the food in the Japanese diet is not inflammatory at all. Whereas a lot of the food in the Chinese and Korean diets are highly inflammatory. There's pretty much all those wheat-based foods that the Chinese eat are inflammatory. But white rice is not inflammatory. It's fairly innocuous. Then everything else that Japanese people eat, like fish, fish is like anti-inflammatory, right?
Right.
So a lot of the neurological problems and other problems that people develop in old age have to do with inflammation in the brain.
じゃあやっぱ食生活じゃんじゃないの?
Maybe. I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know. It'd be hard to narrow it down to...
あと
I mean, it's probably both.
あと何? アジア人は老けないって言うじゃん。Like, we don't age. Well, we do, but like, we look young when we're old.
Until like 60, and then...All of a sudden, you look super old.
I think it's not genetic or anything. I think it's the environment.
Well, it's definitely genetic to a certain extent because we know that white people don't do well in sunlight and you can get skin cancer.
でもなんかね、ヨーロッパに3ヶ月いた時に急に老けたもん私。あの、何、乾燥してるから空気が。なんかシワとかができそうになっちゃって。でも日本に帰ってくるとやっぱりこう湿気がすごいからもう肌が潤って若返るだからねみんなね夏湿気ですごい怒るじゃん、うん、あもう湿気最悪とか言ってでもいいことなんだよこれは女子のみんなこれ喜ぶことなんだよこれがなかったらみんなシワくちゃだよだってドイツとか行った時も28歳ぐらいの女の子も結構シワくちゃだもん、
うん、
No offense No offense
That's
But,
offensive.
That's it's a fact.
Extremely offensive.
It's a fact because yeah. the air is dry. They can't help it.
It's also genetic though.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, white people go out into the sun and they turn red and then they get freckles. And
But would that mean like if white people lived here, they still age though? So that's genetic.
I think that neither of us know what we're talking about.
Yeah, okay, let's move on.
Let's be honest. So Google has been up to something pretty interesting. They have a project called Google Loon. And Loon, they took off the word balloon. So just remove the first three letters and you have Loon. Well, that's what they're saying.
Two letters. Oh.
Balloon. There's two L's.
Oh.
So Google Loon, and basically what they've decided to do is they've decided to create a wireless station network in the sky using balloons. And they have these solar-powered balloons 20 kilometers up. And they said that the problem they're addressing is that two-thirds of the population has no internet. And by floating these balloons in the sky, they're going to create a sophisticated Wi-Fi network using these balloons. And so your device will connect with one balloon, and then that balloon will connect with the balloon next to it, which will connect to, with the balloon next to that, which will connect to another balloon, which will connect to the surface. And then that way you'll get internet. Unfortunately, it's not very fast. It's about 3G, 3G level speeds. And each balloon has a range of, well, it covers a square kilometer surface area of 1,250 square kilometers. And unfortunately, the balloons can only, at this point, in this stage, the balloons last about 100 days. And then they have to bring the balloon down and do something to it. I think it's the batteries. Maybe a battery issue.
Okay.
Oh, and this project is currently being tested or being carried out in New Zealand. So if it works well in New Zealand, then they'll try to move it to other areas that don't have Wi-Fi.
Alright, 次は Google の新しいプロジェクトの話題です。Google Loon という、プロジェクトなんですけど、ニュージーランドで試験的に行われていて、ソーラー発電した風船を空20キロ上まで上げて、そこに Wi-Fi ステーションを取り付けているっていうことなんですけど、そうすることによって1250キロ四方にわたってインターネットが使えるようになる。で、今の段階だとそこまで速いネットは使えなくて 3G レベルなんですけど、まあ、これをやってる目的としては、今地球上で3分の2の人口がインターネットがないと言われていて、まあ、それをちょっとインフラを改善するためのプロジェクトということです。
Kind of a cool idea.
ね。
It's ambitious.
ね。
What's interesting is that the way they maneuver the balloons, because the balloons have no method of propulsion, right? They don't really have like any way to move around, really, except for controlling the heat of the gases within the balloon, so it can move up and down. So the balloon detects which way the air is blowing, and they know which way the air is moving in different layers of the atmosphere.
Okay.
So if they want to move the balloon, if the balloon gets blown a certain direction too much, it goes up or down to the next layer of atmosphere, which is blowing in the correct direction. And so it's almost like sailing with a boat.
気球みたいな感じだ
ね。But you're going up and down rather than moving across the wind.
Right.
It's supposed, I mean, because it's solar powered, it's supposed to be very energy efficient, right? So they can't just have like thrusters and stuff attached to it.
3分の2の人口がインターネットない、なんか多いのか少ないのかわかんないな。
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know what to
think of that?
Yeah.まあ、なんか東京に住んでてとかだ
ったさ。 I would not have expected that.
You thought it was
higher. I would expect that more people had internet worldwide, like
really?
Access to internet. At least libraries, but.
でもマイケルは日本とグアムとテキサスしかいたことないからじゃん。
Hey, I've been more places.
だってさ、まあ、だってすごい村っていうかさ、部族みたいな人たちとかもいるわけだからさ。
They're probably thinking like Africa or something.
Or poverty. Like Latin America. Like any third world country where people don't even have anything, you know?
This project is seeing a lot of criticism because people are saying, well, first of all, you can't make phone calls over that level of network.
So,
like the VoIP, the voice over IP, voice over internet protocol.
But isn't it better than nothing?
I guess it's better than nothing. I mean, you kind of have to think about like what are the possibilities down the road for this sort of technology.
Yeah. So 今言ってるのは、まあ、このプロジェクトのネットワークだと、電話はできない。 ネットしかできないっていうことで、あのまあcriticize、damn it, what's the word?、批判してる人たちがいるっていうことなんですけど、まあ電話できなくてもネットあればないよりはマシだろうっていう。
But that these areas that they're talking about, people don't have devices. They don't have 3G devices either. So even if they did、install this sort of a system somewhere in Africa, for example, people can't afford the devices to connect to that sort of a system.
Right.
And that's one of the main criticisms that's been put forward for this project.
でもそれチキンやエッグの感じじゃない？どっち先に来るか。どっちかは先に来なきゃいけないわけじゃん。Like device first or network infrastructure first.
Yeah, but to be able to connect to that sort of a network, you need to have a very sophisticated and very expensive device. Even if, you know, even if they came out with some affordable, I mean, even the cheapest phones on the market that can have a 3G connection, you know, that's still really expensive for someone in Africa. That, I mean, if you're gonna, it's just, Google has stated that its intentions are to provide an internet connection for this 2/3 of the population. But that there's so much overlap there, you know, with poverty, and that they just can't afford to use something like that.
でもそのデバイスの値段どんどん下がってるからね。なんかベトナムとか行った時に結構その iPhone とか誰も持ってないからこう街中で出すと盗まれちゃうって言ってたんだけど、今結構みんな iPad とかね持ってるってこの間記者の人が言ってた。 So I mean like in the matter of months, you know, the price can go down pretty drastically. And so, you know, by the time this project がちゃんとできる頃にはMaybe it is somewhat affordable to some people, right?
I hope so. I hope so. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
ね、面白いアイデアですね。次。
次。So in the United States, nuclear power plants are no longer, well, not all of them, but some of them are becoming too expensive to operate any further.And typically, a nuclear power plant is issued a license of operation for 40 years. And that was about 50 years ago. So a lot of these nuclear power plants have had to obtain an extension on these licenses. And the Nuclear Regulatory Commission typically issues a 20-year license extension for these nuclear power plants to continue operating. And that's if you can pass all the safety inspection stuff. So that's already difficult to do.Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on which side of the argument you're on, it's become too expensive to operate some of these nuclear power plants. They simply can't generate electricity at prices that would make them a profitable way to produce power. And there's about 100 left in the United States, and they're being decommissioned and shut down. As time goes on. And this is largely due to the Fukushima disaster, because once the Fukushima disaster occurred, the costs for nuclear power plants went up with the more stringent requirements for safety and inspections and so forth. So, I mean, it's interesting to see that nuclear might not be the answer after all.Even in the United States, which has been a very pro-nuclear country in the past.、
まあ、今まで原発に賛成してきたアメリカでの話なんですけど、アメリカでその原発が、40年間オペレーションいいですよというライセンスをもらっていて、まあ、それをもう40年経ったので新しく検査をして20年間の延長をしてきたんですけど、福島のあの第一原発の事故によってその検査基準、セーフティー基準が厳しくなってしまったために、あのもうお金の採算が合わない、もう今の新しい基準できちんとやろうとするともう利益が作れなくなってしまって閉鎖に追い込まれている原発がいくつかすでにあって、 まあ、今まで原発に賛成してきたアメリカでもこういうことが起きてきているっていう新しい動きです。 You were up there in Fukushima, right?
Mm-hmm. With the radiation.
Mm.
Yeah.
結構地震のすぐ後だったもんね。
Yeah.
Like a week later?
It was like two, three weeks later.
まだだってどうなるか分かんないみたいな時だったもんね。なんか
Well, it's still like that. We still don't know what's going on.
True. But back then it was like 1個目が爆発して、あ、2個目も爆発して、ああ、もうなんかもう1秒ごとに何が起きてるか分からないみたいな。
Yeah, and I didn't really have access to internet or anything up there. Because once I was up there, it was...We didn't have any power, we didn't have any water, we didn't have any food, we didn't have anything up there. So I didn't know what was going on with the nuclear power plant.
なんか原発のいい面、メリットは十分分かってるんだけど、そこまで危ないものがこの世界的に承認されたことにびっくりするんだけど。なんか今例えば誰かがこのアイデア、原発今全くなかったとして、今誰かがこのアイデア出したらさ、承認されなくない？
There's only two things to really consider with power generation, I think. It's safety and affordability. Those are the only two things. Safety and affordability. Nuclear has proven that it doesn't work safety-wise. And it's becoming more expensive.
Right.
In order to compensate for that. And so I think we just need to switch to solar and just be done with it. Stop playing games.
Yeah.
It's not worth the risk. I mean, if you look at the economic and the finance, you know, just the overall financial cost of the Fukushima incident, just do the math. Take all of that money that we spent dealing with Fukushima and factor that into the cost of nuclear power. And then you should just be able to make the decision based on cost alone that nuclear power does not make sense. You can say that solar is expensive, but if you do that calculation, I bet you that nuclear is more expensive. And so, any accountant can figure this out. It's just basic math. It doesn't, and that's not even taken into, you know, that's not even taken into consideration the impact that it's had on society,
right?
Which obviously has been huge,
right? Exactly.
Lastly, Brazil currently is going through some turmoil. Basically, right now there's the largest protest since 1985, which was the end of the military dictatorship in Brazil. So basically, under the current powers in Brazil, these are the largest protests there have ever been. And there's tens of thousands of people in the streets, rioting, and protesting. And what they're protesting is an increase in the cost of public transportation. And they're protesting the government's spending habits specifically on stadium projects. So Brazil, I guess, is hosting the World Cup in 2014. So the Brazilian government has decided to spend a lot of money on preparing for that, to host those games. Well, where is that money going to come from? Well, the Brazilian government has decided that money is going to come from the people. And so they've increased the costs of a lot of things, and one of them is public transportation. They actually increased the cost by only about 9 cents, but that was enough to upset the people in Brazil to start protesting some of these changes and some of the decisions that the government's making. And the police have been pretty hard on these protesters. There's videos all over the internet, on YouTube as well. And they're firing on peaceful protests with rubber bullets and tear gas. And some of the videos are pretty scary to watch. There's crowds of people saying no violence, and then the police respond with violence by literally just shooting them with rubber bullets and tear gas.
Okay, so ブラジルで1985年以来最大のデモが起きています。この1985年は軍の独裁が政権が終わった時に起きたものなんですけど、それ以来国でも一番大きなデモが起きていて、その背景としては、来年ブラジルがワールドカップをホストするんですけれども、まあ、政府はそのためにお金がたくさん必要だと。でそのお金をどこから出すかってことになった時に、公共バスを9セント値上げすることに決めました。でそれに対して、まあ、国民が怒ってデモに発展しているということで、かなりの、バイオレンス、その警察と市民の間でかなりの対立が起きているということです。
It's pretty wild. Have you seen any of the videos?
No.
You should.
I should.
You should. It's crazy. I think the reason why these protests got so big, I mean, I think just, you know, some people were protesting the cost increases, but the government response was so violent and so inappropriate that brought a lot more people out of their homes to protest as well. And now most of the protesting is actually protesting the way that the police have handled this whole thing, the way that the government has responded to this whole thing. That's what they're really protesting now. Not so much the 9 cents, not so much the stadium projects, but they're protesting the kind of totalitarian style of running things.
なんかエリートスコアって見たことある映画、ブラジルの。
I don't know what that is.
なんか、まあ、それはドラッグとかの取り締まりをするようなスペシャルフォースみたいな警察の人たちの話なんだけど、yeah. It's pretty intense. ブラジル、まあ9セント値上げ、9セントってどれぐらいのな感じなんだろうね。ブラジルで9セントって言ったら、like the value of 9 cents over there.
Well, it's just, I mean, it's not a big deal, I don't think.
Are you sure though?
Yeah, because the total price is something like $3 or something. So they're raising the prices by a very small percentage of what your transportation costs are going to be. You know, at the end of the day. But it's just, I'm sure it's an accumulation of a lot of things at the same time that's kind of led to this.
まあね、いろんな不満が多分積み重なってこうなっちゃったなと思う。
The main one being the way that they're treating
people,
the citizens there. You know, the way that they're responding to these non-violent protests. I mean, if the protest is non-violent, how can the government respond in a violent way? Like, that's ridiculous. That should be illegal.
It is illegal, right? I'm sure.
Well, it's not. No, it's not illegal because they're doing it.
They just don't care.
You know, who's going to enforce? Okay, if it is illegal, who's going to enforce that law? If the police are the one that's doing it, I think I'm definitely on the side of the Brazilian people on this one.
Yeah, who wouldn't be, except for the cops over there, I guess.
I don't know. You can always justify it by saying you're doing your job.
まあ、難しいよね。でもワールドカップ、まあ、ワールドカップ招致することによって経済が活性化されて、観光だったりホテルだったりっていうのは儲かる一方で、まあ、毎日を何その場その場で暮らしていかなくちゃいけない市民の人にとっては、そんなこと言ってる場合じゃないもんね。
Well, I mean, the government, all governments should be there to serve the people's interests. And if the people aren't, you know, if the people don't share the same interests, then what are you doing?
Well, the government tends to focus on the
people. At the end of the day, the government's there to serve the interests of the people. And if you're at the point where you have all your police out shooting non-violent protesters,
right,
the system's broken.
Yeah.
And this is a pattern that we've seen all over the world, not just Brazil. We see this in Turkey right now. We see this in Syria. We see this. We've seen this in Egypt. We've seen this in all sorts of places. It's a recurring thing.
だそれはやっぱりだから人々のためって言ってるその人々が限定されてるからじゃない、mm. It's not everybody. They're not serving everybody. They're serving certain people that are, you know, beneficial to them, themselves. Mm. So...Well, なんかまあワールドカップでねこれから盛り上がるっていう時になんかみんながなんかこういうことになっちゃうのはすごい残念だけど
It's too bad because it also means that the World Cup is probably going to be a lot less profitable for them. People aren't going to want to go to Brazil if this is going on,、
mm-hmm.
right? If this is going on, then the whole thing's pointless. People aren't going to go. They're going to end up spending a lot more money.
まあね。まあでもまだ時間あるから。So,I want to go.
Yeah.
I will go to Brazil.
If it gets better, I want to go.
Yeah. 地球の裏側だからね、日本からだと。Oh well.
Get your shit together, Brazil. Because I want to go next year.
Yeah. Me too. We all do. Alright. 今週はここまでです。
はい、以上です。
以上です。また来週。Bye.